It's going to be tough because we have a lot of things that are going to demand an awful lot of financial resources, but our income is not keeping pace with predictions. In fact, we may have to tighten our belt and have a budget that has less in it than we passed 2 years ago. Now, education, as always, K through 12 takes up more than 50% of our budget, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also got commitment that we made last year to try to find a long-term solution to road funding. With the property tax caps, local units of government are not able to keep up. And if they find they've got particular problems with roads, they can't just raise taxes to get the money to fix them. The property tax caps prevent that. So last year, we had a couple of short-term fixes. We released money that the state was holding that it had collected from local governments, but that's a one-time thing.
Right.
The money in that fund's depleted, and I think it was necessary, and I think it was a good thing. But by that same token, no one thought, nor did we ever say, that this was going to be the final solution. That money's been spent.
Right.
A lot of local communities and counties got money, and it desperately needed, and they've put it to good use, but that's spent. So do we need to spend some of the surplus in order to continue to pay for roads? There's talk about indexing the gas tax with inflation. You know, what we're getting now is more and more vehicles are fuel efficient. So just having a gas tax that doesn't change means a shortfall in road funding because we have electric vehicles and we have gas-powered vehicles that use less gas than they did before. So we're collecting fewer and fewer dollars in that fund that goes to repair roads.